Hey, check your phone. I sent you something. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Is it giving you any ideas? If you know what I mean. Yeah, I know that look. It's making you remember the last time we fucked, isn't it? What's the matter? You're acting like no one here knows about that. I think it's pretty much an open secret at this point. I mean, we've been discreet, but people see the way we talk to each other, and how you look at me. They'd have to be blind not to have noticed the two of us are a couple by now. But I want to do something a little daring, and I know you want to do that too, and it'll be such naughty fun. Yeah, I want to fuck you here at work. Come on. No one has to know. It'll be our little secret. But honestly, I don't think anyone would really care. We've had so many long nights together, and those weekends, fuck, those weekends. You know, where we've just been entwined in each other's arms and lost in our mutual pleasure. So yeah, we certainly know how to push each other's buttons, and we never seem to get tired. There always seems to be new things to try. We keep teaching each other fun stuff too. Like you didn't know how to delay your orgasms as well as you do now until I showed you that site. And you can hold on for what seems like forever now. And you come when you want to. You make me beg for it, and only then will you come for me. I know you've wanted to fuck me at work so many times. The thrill of the idea alone seems to be turning you on. So what are you waiting for? But we have to hurry. You don't want to get caught, do you? Because you know we'd both get fired, or at the very least, reprimanded. And that's not the kind of punishment I'm into. Because corporal punishment definitely isn't an available option. If it was, I'd be getting into trouble all the time. We've only got a few minutes, so we have to make them count. I don't know where. Maybe the break room? It does have that metal door. We'd have to cover the window, though. But it should be fine if we're quiet enough. You go first and make sure there's no one in there. It's early in the day, so I think nobody should be around. If the coast is clear, wave me over. Lock the door and hang your suit jacket in front of that little window. Good. Good. Now stand next to the wall and unzip your pants. Do it. I've been thinking about this cock all morning, and it's been driving me absolutely insane. You have no idea how much I've wanted to suck it. It's been weeks. You have no idea how much I've missed doing this. Always turns me on so much hearing you moan and growl, and knowing you're going to have to try to resist your natural urge to do so. The idea is making me wet already. Shh. I know you like how much you enjoy this, and how much you want me to know that. So look me in the eyes while I do this. Let me see you struggle to keep silent, but I want you to whisper all the dirty things you want to do to me. Oh, baby, your whispering is so sexy. Keep saying those things, and I'll make sure that every second is worth it. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if you came down my throat. No, I think we should get to the point. I think you're more than ready for that. I can tell by how wet my panties are that I'm pretty much ready too. But no, I'm not gonna take those panties off. I want you to slide them over to the side. Yeah, of course. It's that Barry loves seeing me in so much on our business trip. They feel so good against my skin, and I like them a lot, so be careful and don't rip them. Sorry, your fingers just feel so fucking good. I wish we had more time for you to slide them inside of me and really warm me up. Well, I guess a little bit won't hurt. They're always so strong. And you know exactly how to use them too. But, fuck. But every second you do this just makes me want to fuck you more and more. I want to feel you deep inside of me. But don't stop yet. I'll just bite my lip and try to be quiet. Take anymore. I need you to fuck me. Don't make me beg. You know you want to. Just bend me over the table and do it. You can feel how wet I am, and I can see how hard you are. You want this as much as I do, so fuck me. Please, please. I need you. I need you to fuck me. If I sound like I'm going to be loud, just cover my mouth. We don't want anyone to hear this now, do we? Do not be gentle, rough, and fast. I don't even care if you slam into me. So hard my ass ends up bruised. Just fuck me as hard as you can. Pull my hair. You know I love it when you do that. Fuck. Yes, that's it. You know exactly how to fuck me. How to press each one of my buttons. You know what I need. You never hesitate. It's like you're in my head sometimes. You just anticipate everything. Every fucking thing that I need. Do you like having that power over me? Knowing that outside of all this, I'd do anything you wanted if I knew it would get you off too. But sometimes, I know I have to convince you to try new things. I know you like, and you're enjoying the danger of this, aren't you? I know you so well. A little window outside the door, your jacket just fell off the hook. Yeah, that has to be at least half of the office out there. Well, I guess our dirty little secret is out in the open now. I hope they at least enjoyed the show. I guess we shouldn't leave our new adoring fans waiting. I'll clean myself up a little bit. I'll be ready to go out there in a minute or two. But I don't care what they think. What we just didn't hear was worth it. I needed that so much. I'm glad we got to do this. I think I'm okay with reprimand for this. And the way you're smiling tells me that you are too.